A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Ayin Beis, Zvachim 72a, pagination is 143. We start on the fifth line, at the end of the line, V'nevatlu beruba, why can't these animals be nullified in the majority? The Gemara's question is regarding the complex cases of the Mishnah, which we did in the past two sessions, in which some animals that were kodesh, that were karbanos on some level, some complex type of karban, sometimes it was isurei hana'ah, it was a karban that was designated and now the owner has died, and we don't have a normal avenue as to what to do with the karban, and it got mixed in with other animals. And other complex cases where we were looking for different types of solutions, perhaps to let the animals graze until they get a blemish, or sometimes that wouldn't even work. Why can't you simply say that the animals are being mixed in the majority of regular, normal animals, or of lesser consequence, and the animals of serious consequence that we're all concerned about should simply be nullified in the majority? We have this concept in different areas of kashrus, for example. Sometimes something will simply be nullified, may take 60, may take majority, may take over 100, but there are different types of bittul. And if you're going to say, as a response, chashivi velobatli, they're important, and therefore they're not nullified, which we have such a concept, that something that's very valuable will not be nullified in the regular way of typical numbers. Hanicha lamanda omar, I understand your answer. It makes sense according to the opinion called Shadarko Limnos Shaninu, that anything that its way is to be counted, a very broad category, anything that's typically counted, that's considered in this category of chashuv, important, velobatli, and it's not nullified. Elo lemando amar es Shadarko Limnos, but the opinion that says that to make something important and not nullified, it has to be distinctively counted. Ma'ika lemeima, what are you going to answer? Because this is not distinctively counted, this is only typically counted. Now, just to appreciate what's going on here, the stricter your rule of what's called counted, the more lenient your situation is going to be, because most cases will not fit that strict interpretation. If you have a very broad interpretation, a very lenient criteria by which something is considered important, then you're going to have a very strict application in the practical world, because many things are going to fit into this category of being chashuv. Let's explore this machlokes and see how it interfaces with our topic. Detanat, because we learned. Mishayelo chavile tilson. A person has bundles of a vegetation that's a spice, fenugreek. And that's considered fairly important. We have, for example, a Gemara in Baba Kama, Pei Aleph, that says that Yehoshua said people can pick grasses, that's not considered theft, except for tilson, except for fenugreek, because that's important, and the owner is going to be makpid that you don't do that. We also encounter tilson, fenugreek, on the night of Rosh Hashanah, because in Aramaic, fenugreek was rubya. Rubya from the word rove, to multiply, to become a lot, and therefore it was considered a good omen to take something of this tilson, fenugreek, rubya, and eat it on Rosh Hashanah in the way of the Simonim. So in any case, this thing is fairly important, and therefore, if it was a case of Kilaya Kerem, improper mixtures in the field called Kilayim, we have Kilayim in terms of animals, mixed breeding, that's forbidden. We have Kilayim in terms of growing things, vegetable applications, and Harkava, grafting applications, things that are forbidden. And the most common type of Kilayim that people are familiar with nowadays is the Kilayim of Shatnez, of mixing wool and linen together. In any case, these Tilson plants became forbidden because they were growing in the form of Kilayim, of vegetation Kilayim. And there was a machlokes as to whether, if they were to get mixed into something else, if they would be batal, nullified, or because they're so important and forbidden, their importance would make it that they're not nullified. On Amud Beis, the third line, Shehayu Rav Meir Omer, Rav Meir was of the opinion, Kol Shadarko Limnos, anything that its way is to be counted, and bundles of these fenugreek were something that was counted. The other opinion is that, on the contrary, this grouping of limnos, things that are counted and important because of that, is far more limited. The Gemara tells us on the fifth line, Shisha Devarim Bilvad, only six things in their generation fit into this category. Rabbi Akiva Omer Shiva, Rabbi Akiva says seven things, Ve'eluhain, these are those things. Egoze Perech, the nuts from the place Perech. Verimoni Badon, and the pomegranates from the place Badon. Vechavio Stumos, and closed barrels of wine. Once they're opened, that's not the same level of importance. They're not as tasty. V'chilfei turadin, stalks of beet, v'kilchei kruv, stalks of cabbage, udil as yevonis, the gourd of the Greek gourd. Rabbi Akiva, Mosef hafkikar shabalabayis, Rabbi Akiva said the loaves of bread of a homeowner are also counted precisely. These things, in their generation, the Rambam writes that it's going to be l'fi makom uzman. It depends on the generation, what's considered something important, but these things would not be nullified. Dropping down to the fifth line from the bottom, v'itmar Allah, and indeed this machlokas was carried on to the level of the Amoraim as well. Rabbi Yochanan, Omer Shadarko Limno Shaninu, we're going to understand it only by the precise things that are counted. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Kol Shadarko Limno Shaninu, anything that's in that category being counted is included. Hanichal Reish Lakish, I understand why by these animals you're following a concern if you hold like Reish Lakish. Elul Rabbi Yochanan, but if it's a precise thing, it's always counted. Ma'ika Lememar, these animals apparently don't fit into that stricter category. Moving on to the next daf, we see the answer. Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, three lines up. Ba'alei chayim chashivi velo batli. Living things are important, and they're not nullified. So even though in terms of vegetation, vegetables, nuts, pomegranates, things like that, we have a very strict machlokas set of categories, what fits, what doesn't, but if something is alive, that's chashivi velo batli, that's important, that's not nullified, and that was the background information to understand our Mishnah as to why, when one animal mixes with the others, we're so concerned and we're not able to be mevatel it. I'd like to make reference to one Taisvis over here on Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, the second Taisvis on the page, Ella. Taisvis asks a fundamental question that comes up in Yoredeya in laws of kashrus, when something gets mixed in with something else, called chaticha ru'uya lehischabed, a slice of meat that's fitting for honorable guests. You have a steak. It's an honorable slice of meat. It's a special cut. And that is not going to be batel in the others, even if you had a lot of the kosher ones. But if this non-kosher steak gets mixed in because it's important, it's not going to be nullified. And the question, quite predictably, of Taisvis is, Migora Shor Godol is a big animal. It's got lots of steaks potential inside of it. Why wouldn't you have an easy answer over here? It's Ru'uya Le'eschabed B'fnei Ha'orchim because of all the steaks that are inside of it. And why were we groping over here to try to figure out a solution to understand our Mishnah, why the animal is so important? Of course it's so important. It's a basic halacha. Chaticha Ru'uya Le'eschabed is not nullified. And here, there are many chatichas Ru'uya Le'eschabed, and therefore it should not be nullified, a topic in Yoredeya Kuf Aleph. And in Shulchan Aruch, the basic answers in Sif Gimel over there are, number one, we need to consider if such a thing is Ru'uya Lehischabed, number one, because it didn't have Shechita done yet, number two, because it still has to be cut up, filleted, in order to make it Ru'uya Lehischabed. And because of these types of reasons, it could very well be that as much as it has potential to become Ru'uya Lehischabed, but it isn't Ru'uya Lehischabed in its present state. And there's discussion, Mechaber and Ramah, what kind of Mechusar Maisa, what kind of it's missing an activity, would indeed qualify that it should be able to be nullified and should not be considered this serious level of Ru'uya Le'eschabed, very special and therefore not nullified in the many of Heter. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.